Why quads? Why in Muria Zimbabwe? And then I'm coming to Ramchonga Cheruchere Chitniki. Oh, shall the connection Lilami O Mike Hove. Welcome, Muria Zimbabwe, to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2020. Muria Zimbabwe, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, Mtagazo Moshe. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on something that seems to be affecting the nation, ravishing the nation. Indaba yendlala, nyaya yenzara. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of food security in Zimbabwe. Now, according to a statement recently released by the World Food Program, WFP for short, more than half of Zimbabwe's current population, that accounts for 7.7 million people in rural and urban areas, are facing hunger. Now, in a desperate need of food aid, the WFP further breaks it down and they say that Zimbabwe is currently in a desperate need for food aid, which accounts to or adds up to $100 million. Not Zim dollars, $100 million US. Now, as we've also spoken to young agricultural experts, and they're all in strong agreement with statements in the, echoed by the World Food Program. In fact, they highlight how they find it extremely saddening that a country that used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa is going through such whereby they have to rely on food aid. So today we look to zero down to the nation's agricultural sector and hear what exactly is causing this. How did we get to this point whereby 7.7 million Zimbabweans are living off food aid or in desperate need of food aid? So what we're trying to understand is it climate change? Is it mismanagement of funds? Is it corruption? What exactly is leading to the stage and point whereby Zimbabwe needs over $100 million in food aid? Sakashan Dukunzwa Zakarik Vakamuri Imi Vateru Abatandegayo is Uti Lapuelisala Kona, Iko Kokamurku Gara, Murku Juana Ose, Murku Sangana Nenya and Zara Ere. So, Genanibusero Pinam Churonga, my veg nema potato ekujga, Murkumawana Ere. Join us, Muria Zimbabwe, and Genanibusero. If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting live on 909 medium wave frequencies, Konanjalo 4930, 13860, lagu 15460 kilohertz with shortwave. And on the internet, as usual, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voanwa.com, www.voazimbabwe.com. So again, I'm going to Zimbabwe Muslim, Namshanje, Kangela, Utaba, Rendzala, Tukarisanya, and Zara, Irku Sangana, Neva, Jinji, Munika. Again, I'm join me on The Connection with your boy, Mike Hove.
Hey, ta, hola, Deipiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
Take my Once again, Mudiya Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection. Today we're talking about the issue of hunger. Now, before I head over to my panelists, let's head over to some of the events that have happened in the country. Whilst we're focusing on the hunger issue, let us head over to a report recently done by Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent based in Zimbabwe, who highlights the extent of the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe's Muzi district on the border with Mozambique is one of the areas most affected by severe food shortages. 75-year-old farmer Justina Marimbindi says months of recurring drought decimated her crops.
My
But not every Zimbabwean who needs food aid is getting it. 94-year-old Rudia Kugwenya was turned away at the local distribution center. Recent rains in the area are bringing some hope that Zimbabwe's devastating droughts may be over. But the World Food Program says almost 8 million people will still require food aid until the next harvest.
Difficult for rural populations who are struggling with the lack of rain to grow enough food to meet their needs, and difficult for urban populations who are unable to find the piecemeal work that they normally rely on and are seeing rising prices and sometimes stock shortfalls in the shops. So we're scaling up our programs, but in order to sustain urgent food assistance and resilience programs, we need an additional $103 million for the next 6 months.
But even if food supplies can recover, Zimbabwe's struggling economy and sky-high inflation will continue to squeeze the country's most vulnerable. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Muzi, Zimbabwe.
All right, well, you just heard there from Umnumzana Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent. He was highlighting the extent to which the hunger situation is hitting Zimbabwe. Now, whilst on the same issue of hunger, the nation's governing political party, ZANU-PF, recently launched a program which targets addressing some of the issues that are leading to the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Now, Studio 7's correspondent, Nunurai Jena, recently attended an event whereby Mashonaland West Minister Mary Mliswa Chikoka discusses a project whereby land reform beneficiaries who received land lapaya owakishwa, the white farmers, and failed to use this land to produce, are now partnering up with the very same white farmers. This is something that government has put their stamp on and endorsed and saying it's good to go ahead. Let's head over to Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka to hear more about this project.
I am happy that my sister took this space, and through her efforts, she is contributing to the strides government is making in rebuilding our economy and attaining Vision 2030 of becoming a middle-income economy, as espoused by His Excellency President E.D. Mnangagwa. The partnership that Norma has here with her partners is not partnership yekungo sangana parod nekungoti ndine munda wakatikurei uya urime wauya kuzorima hapana panyorwa pasi chinhu hapana iwe wauya wandoisa mapivot ako waita zvakati waimprove farm yemunhu kampa kuharvesta. Munhu uya unoti gore rakatokura kupfuura zvandanchifungira. Already pattern of friction. Tiri kuencourage kuti kana tafunga kuita ma joint venture partnerships, ngaaitwe through hurumende. Government iri kuti usangopinda munyaya dzekungoti takweretesana munda.
All right, well, you just heard there from our Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka. She highlights the project that ZANU-PF is launching. Yona ele njongo yokufaka ubudlelwano okhona phakathi kwabantu abale land, laba bathathi land from the white farmers. Manje sebe lo budlelwano with the very same white farmers that they took land from, which targets towards, I guess, teaching them some of the skills that they need to ensure ukuthi they can now produce enough to feed the nation. Lo ngu Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka, Minister in Mashonaland West. Now let's head over to one of my guests, ongenayo kuhlelo, ngu Nkosazana Ngusithandazile Maskati. Sithandazile, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, unjani? I'm Pili. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us in the program.
Hello?
Yebo, uyangizwa na?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Bengithi, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program.
You're welcome.
Now, let's dive into it, Siswami. Namhla kuhlelo, we're focusing on the issue of hunger in Zimbabwe. We hear organizations such as the World Food Program saying, ukuthi sikhuluma nje, 7.7 million Zimbabweans are surviving off food aid. One, there's climate change, and two, there's mismanagement of funds. I would like to hear more from Nina Njengentsha, who are young farmers in Zimbabwe. What exactly is going on that's leading to 7.7 million people facing starvation?
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mike. Thank you. Maybe Singakangela with the issues that are on the ground, Nina, as a farmer, the things that I've been facing. You find out, Tina, as young people, we have ideas, we have visions, we have goals that we have set apart. Maybe we want to do this, we want to run that, and maybe we enter into farming and try to work things out. But things are not working because you find out that most of this land that is there already. It's owned by these big majaras that have money, that are in the government, that bought the land with the other. And when now when you try to over the land, you do something, the process, you just have to pay lots of money that are so ridiculous to those people that bought land with the other, which they are not using. Because right now we have so much land that is not being used in Zimbabwe. So much land. When you calculate land that is being used, you find out nothing. That are running our businesses doing agriculture. I wonder what these big people, they own so much land which they are not using. It's just entitled to them. But I wouldn't enjoy. So right now I am doing piggery and I am renting from someone a very small portion, and those pigs I'm renting my sisters. I can't afford that. And from you are renovating, give something big. After so good, I don't even have confidence that we need a dig because I'm scared that first thing I'm saying is developing. Even Diana, I'm cool. I have a moment of wheelchair time that I'm saying is.
So, sikhangela udaba lwe, you know, there's so many issues that are happening, climate change. How much is this contributing towards the issue of hunger, elizweni? How much is it contributing towards, you know, the troubles that we're facing when we're talking about hunger?
Climate change, it's affecting, but not that much. Because right now, as a farmer, we have a climate has changed. Even the ground corner, like how they are done. Because when I'm telling you, Venezuela, people are running, because already we all know that November, December, we do not have rains. Rains are starting in January. So somehow it is affecting, but maybe people are not being educated. Maybe they need to be educated a bit. Because if they wait for our rains or they start plowing in November, in October, I remember when I was in October, November, people would start plowing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, people would know that climate in March, April, or in February, March, people are harvesting. But mm-hmm. now in February, March, if Zim will start to zoom. But right now in Zim, we are actually having rain in that state.
Mm.
Heavy rain. Today we will see now when we heavy rain. And you find out that people who actually plowed in January, their crops are doing well.
Mm.
Because, you know, at the farm where I am, Umumbu, everything is coming up. It's beautiful. Because people plow in January.
Now,
but Emakaya, the problem now is most probably in November, about December, no one ever tells. It's dried up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the knowledge of things we have seen. It's no longer happening like how it used to happen at the time.
Now, what's in Ubu Zege is Tandazile? We see, we hear Uhulumende City and Uyazama, Ubu Caesar. With different means. Abanye, it's financial. Abanye, they need, you know, farming inputs and so forth. Is this enough ukuthuthukisa ilizwe to pull us out of this rut? Lapho esibona abantu abayi 7.7 million facing hunger.
I didn't get that.
Bengithi, we hear uhulumende esithi yena uyazama ngempela with all their might to help farmers in the country to ensure ukuthi people don't face this situation whereby 7.7 million are facing starvation. Umbuzo wami kuwe sithi njengo as one of their farmers, is this enough to help abantu?
It's not enough because the government cannot provide really for everyone who is suffering right now, currently.
Mm-hmm.
So they will just help when a level of get old. Now right now, as much as they are talking about that, you find that it is in that I like that maybe next thing might end up in the area based on interesting young as it is in that. So it means that they are reaching out that to other people. And
not
there
everyone.
Are so many people that are not being helped. But at the end of the day, for what they are doing, we really appreciate. They cannot help everyone. You understand?
Of course.
People need to do things for themselves. When even time to go to the local, the Kwela is in the pure Imali government. I don't think it would make sense.
All right, what's in Ugba? I'm not swimming.
I want to know the level of the government. And that's when I'm one second for who is so much into charity work. If I know that, isn't the way I look at it, when I look at the little advantage of one unit, when people are sitting on land that is not being done anything, industries are closed, land is not being used. And then they are praying in other organizations from outside to give people things. Why? Because it is the land that they are seated on to do things for themselves. I understand. That is one of them. These are aids that they are bringing from outside, over Red Cross and over anyone who is aid, or to Europe, they will not provide for everyone. But people let them use the land that they are seated on, the land that is not being used. There are so many farms that are not being used. The industries have closed. Nothing is being produced in the country, in the development.
All right, Sisi, what's in your bamboo mlomo kancane? Let me take my other guest on ngenayo kuhlelo, and then we'll come back to you. Right, so Zimbabwe Mushe Mavakunzo Akuna, Sisi Isithandazile Maskati, she's a farmer. Vangachunya Sutanangura Mzware Maskati kuti aiwa, iwo seumwo wewe chitike anita zukurima. Arukusanga nene matambuziko akawanda akasiyana siyana. Asitambuziko guru that she seems to highlight is the fact kuti pane vanhu wakapiwa minda asi avasikunya to producer enough. Manzwa earlier on Taboriza video apo my Mary Mliswa Chikoka honorable wanga wachinyatso taura wachita aiwa hurumende ya kulauncha chirongwa chine chinangwa chekubatsira vanhu ava vanga vasina kuwanawo mikana yekuproducer kana kuti vakakoniwa vakatadza kuproducer enough saka vakalauncha chirongwa that is now leading to my partnerships ne vango varungu vaive varipo ipapa pane mafarms ipapo but that seems to be something that Sisi Sithandazile is highlighting. Nyayo yo gai gadziriswe as soon as possible. apo nemhaka yekuti hanzi kungogara uripo pa farm usiri kurima hazvisi kubatsira. Now let's head over to John Muchenje, another guest who ongenayo kuhlelo. John Muchenje, he is the chairman of the Youth in Agriculture UpX Council. Let's hear what Muchenje has to say. Mr. Muchenje, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we're highlighting dambudziko renzara rikusangana nevanhu 7.7 million in Zimbabwe. We hear the World Food Program saying Zimbabwe needs at least $100 million in food aid to ensure that these 7.7 million people are fed. As a young person in agriculture, how are you taking all this? What exactly is the problem here, Chief?
Thank you very much, Mr. I think the first thing, I was listening to the previous speaker. She was talking about the issue of eggs, which is the most thing that is almost 50% causing hunger in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's the climate change, which is the drought, you know, these rains, which are not no longer following a pattern or a trend that we used to follow when are doing our farming. But yes, for the people that are sitting on a vast tract of land that are owning multiple farms. But I'm happy that our president, His Excellency Emmerson Mnangagwa, has seen that the main cause that is causing drought and hunger in our country is about the people that are sitting on the land, that are not using the land that we have as a nation. So they've actually proposed a land audit, which is the which will make sure that those people who are not utilizing land, the land will be taken and be distributed to other people who have the passion and interest in farming.
Now, Ramchandra, you are an advocate for young people and farming. What role do young people have here? Because it seems as though this is not just an issue that's facing Zimbabweans only, but what do young people, where do young people fit in everything here?
I beg your pardon?
I'm saying you're a big advocate for young people in farming. Where do young people fit in when we're talking about, you know, alleviating all 7.7 million people from hunger?
Well, thank you very much. You know, the young people, our main aim is about production.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment we produce enough food for the nation, we won't be talking about hunger. We won't be talking about starvation or poverty. So as young people, our main aim is around food security. And make sure that each and every person in our country has got enough food in our coffers, in our silos. Then secondly, we want to move around and push issue about import substitution. We can't continue import wheat. We can't continue import maize. So as young people, we want to make sure that we have removed the element of importing things that we can produce locally.
Mm-hmm.
Then thirdly, as young people, we want also to push for foreign current generation. A lot of countries they want our produce in our country. So what we are planning to do as young people is to make sure that we produce some of our produce for export to realize the market in foreign currency in our country. Then lastly, to create employment. You know, as young people, the high rate of unemployment in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment we produce and try to also add value on our produce, who will be creating employment throughout the value chain process.
Right. Tochi Batanya ye command agriculture, Ramchandra. This is a system that was set up towards helping the agricultural sector, but somehow we still find ourselves in this situation. What exactly is wrong with this system that is leading to people? Because there's a lot of people with land out there, but they're not producing. So what exactly is wrong here with this system?
Okay. Thank you very much. You know, with Command Agriculture, it's a very good program that was introduced by the government to assist our farmers in the country. But we have a problem with other people that are corruptly within the system. Of Command Agriculture, they are getting the inputs from the government, and then they are selling them instead of putting the inputs on the land. So these are the things that we are actually pushing our government to implement monitoring mechanisms that will make sure that everyone who got the inputs from the government, from the command, is going to fully utilize the input for the purpose that he has collected those inputs for. The challenge is that the very weak and informal input commands, you will see fewer coupons flood in the market. And these are the fewer coupons from the command that you expect farmers to use for the farming business, but they are now selling them and making money. I mean, the government must change the schools around such criminal and corrupt elements within the agriculture.
All right, Regai Lukubate Famuruma, I'm changing. Let me take my first caller, Varugupi Namchirongwa, and then we'll go back to Usisi Standazile. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli indlukunzi wathi ndinemthereri wokuthanda ukuphinda mthirongwa khola khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela umhlelo ndinomgamshela mthirongwa ari paro nari liyani
yebo sawubona
yebo mnumzana unjani
ngiyaphila njani
hayi ngiyaphila ngibani okhona ecingweni
yebo ukuthi ngiyaphila ngisile Johannesburg ngibuye ekhaya le
sangibeni abantu bathini bathi
nginombuzo mina nginombuzo oyi-1
ungabuza futhi
kungena indlala eZimbabwe kungenxa kaMgabe naye icabinet kaMnangagwa ngoba angeke uthathe umuntu uyemfaka eklasini umuntu ozolima ngey'nkomo ozolima ngamadonki bexoshe abelungu abakwazi ukulima ngamatregeli nangama-tractor uthi khona uzolimisa umuntu olima ngenkomo olimele izwe labana abantu balimela izithu zabo abagcwele emapulazini abafake emapulazini abalimele isizwe ma befuna ukuthi kuze kulunge ababuyisele abelungu emapulazini belimele isizwe hhayi ukufaka abantu abazolimela izithu zabo abantu laba abagcwele emapulazini manje balimela izithu zabo and abakwazi ukulima bengenalo izulu amaguna bekwazi ukupheleleza belima ngebhoho kodwa manje isizwe siyalamba ngenxa yabo bona bayaza phezulu bayasuda bazokutshela ngokuthi imuphi iyakhuphuka lokhu kuyakhuphuka benzela isayithi labo kuphela kodwa manje sebevumeli ukuthi amagaraji mawadayise ne-foreign currency ngenxa yokuthi senzela isayithi labo kuphela thina nje sikhathele ngalaba abantu ngabe kuyenzeka behinte yonke i-cabinet kumbe kuphume into ekuthiwa i-ZANU-PF iphume iphele eZimbabwe yiyona into ezosiza nje phela sikhathele yibona thina
hhayi siyakuzwa sangweni ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlela ngithi
siyabonga
all right sizweni ukuthi yena usithandazile uthini ngalo mbono kasangweni sisithandazele ukhona ecingweni
ikhona
umzwile umlaleli ungamphendula
Yeah. Azwe, akukhuluma, it's very true. It's affecting everyone, yes? And looking at farming is something that drives the nation because we find that China is, as a country, in Zimbabwe, with the land that we have, we are not supposed to be going through the percentages that you are telling us, which hunger is striking the country to that extent. Because we have so much land, and you find that the people who are suffering, they will keep on suffering, and it will not change. And those people, our people, they are not going through this suffering that the people, our parents, are going through. Because as much as they have some other things that they are doing, which is giving them food. You could want to wanna even the access to those you say USAID as Meta Ubuntu, the Elysian, they are the ones that organize that. And the Buddhist of Ubuntu, they actually get some of the things when they join very right. Abantu abaphansi they are the local parents. So I think there are structures that needs to be put in this country. Ubuntu Elysian are really liberalized. CBLA back to being the bread basket. Africa. Land is certain. Because the land that we have, if we use it wisely, if we use it mainly certain things, Zimbabwe should not be going through what we are going through right now. Because we have so much land. And farming really on its own, everyone who does farming, I tell you, farming is a driver in nation. But in Zimbabwe, if we are to do farming correctly, how it's supposed to be done, things are going to go back to normal.
All right.
Right now we are buying things from importing things that are not supposed to be imported. Mm-hmm. Things that are supposed to be China soda, since manufacturing soda, we are importing those things. For what mm-hmm. reason?
All right.
Why are they importing? Why are they not? That money that they are using to import is mm-hmm. into. Why are they not using to invest on the land that abasalelegi?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's my worry. The things that we are doing with the land that we have, we are not. We could. We can do better. We can do more. And we can. The country can go back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not doing it. So I'm supporting the last speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not going right for those our plans. Because right now in Zimbabwe, who is poor is continuing to be poor. And who is rich is becoming more rich and rich.
Mm-hmm. All right. What
you
do you
it's not everyone who's suffering. Those on top, those who have access, they're okay up there. While inland, but they are not doing it. You cannot go there and do anything. It's theirs. It's their land.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, now I always say, why am I sure it's our torch? Because when the whites were here, things were okay. They were using that land. They would manufacture industries, would run, people would have jobs, things would move. But that's what I'm saying, that we want the black person rule. But what are we doing to ourselves?
All right, what's in Ngubambe Mlomo, sisi? Let me head over to omunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo. But ngingakathatha umlaleli before I head over to the caller, let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku-Facebook. So, I mentioned earlier on Zimbabwe Muhle ukuthi sikhuluma nje, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku-VOA Studio 7. Now, ekhasini lethu le-VOA Studio 7, uSinini Kuphe uthi, evening, Brother Mike, Sinini Kuphe, welcome to the program, ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Jeffrey Aruti watching you from North Springs in Mpumalanga, my number is Visa number Iwamkoma Jeffrey. Tshawo na ukuthi thinga kupinzwa emtshirongwa thinzo maonrenyu. Mas G uthi salibonani. Unjani Mas G? Richard uthi masora se Mkoma Mike Hove Iwa inrinani Mkoma zuri kufamba here. Toyi says please call me ndiku South Africa. Iwa tshakufondira Mkoma Toyi. Taru aruti Mike Hove so good. Iwa tinotenda zvikuru. Let's see ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele. Kukhasi LVOA Ndebele, uVisi Mpofu uthi puti Mike unjani. Ngicela ukubingelela ubaba uJokonia Mpofu eLupane. Ayo limzwile baba Jokonia, if you are watching. UVusi Mpofu uthi yebo sawubona. UStanley uthi abantu bezanu badla imali bodwa. Ha, abalandaba labantu. Hayi, ngumbono lo kaStanley. Asizwane ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini. Khola Mthere ndino mkamchira mchirongwa ngia kwa mge la kushelo ariparu nare ndiyan
this is Mageleza.
Mbadoko na?
Mageleza from Mageleza.
Mageleza, how are you chief?
Ndi right, Magadu yusu yu.
Aywa, tripo, muru kutifondra muru kupiko?
Kutifondra kumwenezi.
Kurisa yiko kumwenezi, wadu aru kutari sana nenzare?
Na kumwenezi nzara yoga.
Tinozwa vazhinji vanenge vari kusangana ne dambudziko rekushaikwa kwehupfu. Hupfu uri kubatika uri muri kuhuwana here kwamuri?
Upo uru kunaisa kumenezi speciali tukura rama nike ya wano ya vachinyora anda wano waninga wachinga shandi uchendere ni harao wachipana na pati zani kia sikiavo wosa na shandi wano wachinzi wuna ya plani ndeo ino ya kichiti wano ya zani kia fumafia uzi kakitu mpoka kuti uru upani uru upani unerei kaka wano kudaro kumamunda pasa na kumapuraz kumenezi kuna kuna narotenda kuna chiriko. Ndiye achoni akazara sora mukuchende kamombiso zvaita nguva yavarungu.
Saka ndiudze yoka mukoma nemaondere nyu dambudziko rinogadzirika here uye zverinogadziriswa sei?
Dambudziko pane tsumo yavakuru inoti nezvakasungiridzwa. ndikatarisa vakuru vari kuti tungamirira vanhu ndiona sendihanya nevanhu havana. Mukaona mamira akaita zvono, unoona munhu mukuru achitamba redhiyo kujapan ku nyika iri kunzi even mahori achacho ari kunzi anotambira kujapan nyika nyaya kuti giraundi hakuna. Giraundi rebhora rinogadzirwa nevakomana vembudzi rinonaka vachitamba bhora rechikwese mumaraini bati renyika rinonzi harikwanisi kutambirwa bhora renyika. Ndiona kuti haa pachine dambudziko. Ndofunga zvakakosha ndezvekuti asina kubvuma kuti nyika yakaomera zvobatana kana vachibatana toenda mberi nenyika. Pasina izvozvo ndoona sekuti haa tinobuda hapana. Nekuti mukatazokereyo zvega ndopfunda machiseka angu mukubva ngataura nyaya yekuti mukatasa mamera akaita zvoni ine dispensation inoita sokuti haina chayakaita chakudibatika. Vanogona kungoti nhasi vati examination isi haina kukwira vupo hatina kukwidza rurame hunowane bati kwatinowana kwacho hakuna. Saka ndonga sekune kumwe mezi tiri nani hedu tine hama dziri kusouth africa tinogona ngoenda pabhodha voende kuyambukira voende kurwizisa gamuchira uko vachiuzvinza une uko kadzidzokera kwavanoshandira ikoko tichihwana upfu naona sekuti kunoku tinorarama zviri nani asi ha zvinhu zvakaoma.
Aiwa takunzwai zvakanaka mukoma, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongo andedi baba.
Tinotenda maita basa.
Alright, ngatiendei kuna va John Muchenje. Va Muchenje, muchiripo parunare here mukoma?
Ya, ndiripo.
Muri kunzwa vateereri vari kuchema chema, vari kuti nemaondero evo, vari kuona kunge hurumende iripo is not doing enough kusapota vanhu. Manzwa zvekare sisi standazile vachinyatsotsanangura vachiti it seems as though nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pakatora vanhu vatema minda, vanhu vakamira nyaya yekuti vari kurimira nyika yose, asi people are now using it just to create produce enough kufida mhuri dzavo. Imungatina zvoizvozvo mukoma?
Ya, ipapo ndinowira napo pekuti tine mafamu akasiyana siyana nemasaiti. We have a commercial farm, and then we have a subsistence farm. So whenever you occupy a commercial farm, a commercial farm is normally produce my produce beyond consumption, which means the farmer who produces, which is Muriangu Inoja, at the same time, it has a negative nation, you know, something. But when you talk about the meaning, the concept of CLM reform was right, and we are happy to talk about black empowerment. But we needed to change the concept now, because it's no longer about you or the command element. It's about producing for the nation. So that's now the culture. In the Vanakuchin, the women, the Minister of the Vanakuchin, they would be telling us more transits. I was an MC. So I was a transit, I was 200 liters of arable land. I was just one of the remarks, which was to come by you and Muriaku. One Vanakuchin, you are a Kunduzo. Because I cannot change it. Murungu panga ripo kari. This is what I want to see for the Russian leader. So I cannot just find out to change it. This level of production. Can only farm. And also, I think I learned this division. Also, the remainder land in guys appear on partisan grounds. President, I'm never going to say in the 8th of the year, where the Murungu is the same, we put A, B, C, D. So the land is right here, and we're committed to farming. Who are farmers? I think that's very funny at the work. Can I see what our equity? No, 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 no. So this is a moment and we need people who are committed to the development of the country. Even if there's a woman who is repeated, some of that now, and most of farmers are committed in concentrating on cash crops rather than on the crops the national interest. We don't talk about tobacco, we don't talk about flowers, we don't talk about peas yet or whatever for export. Yes, we need foreign currency. But we need to put the nation first. Could the farm panji government not only some team of goods, can I say only 200 acres of farm? At least 50% of the farm should be committed to material crops, maize and soybean, something that we use to produce, something that we use to produce millet. So then without our flowers, I'm not putting tobacco. Yes, even if you take any beer, there's actually lowering down the plumbing in Zimbabwe. Why? Because I think it's Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vamshenje, what about Maundra Taurwa na Standazile? Standazile was basically asking Achiti, Maundra, what was the purpose of removing the white farmers in the first place? Because they seem to be really good at producing food for the nation.
When white farmers were removed in 2000, it was all about black farming.
Mm-hmm.
The land belongs to the blacks. Anyway, for the blacks, we can do something. That's mm-hmm. why as young people, we are pushing for the government to give us the land. We as youth, we can produce more or equal, or entirely what the white guys on the farm were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever change, it was all about the black empowerment. And we are as young people that the land is now in the hands of the black people, and let it be in the end of the majority, not the minority.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see a scenario whereby Sakat Zindara Chen and Mapras, then Mapras, I can't walk it this way, Mirachi Maregi, and again a chain. You see Mumu, why he goes to the minister for his soul, the inflator, and Mapras is 13 or 10, that's nothing. That's right, unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yes, we don't want that. We need fair distribution of land and make sure that the farming is fully utilized. You will see, I didn't say how much there are generalities. But the problem is that you want to run farm because I know the president or I know Mr. So-and-so or the minister. That is highly unacceptable. You know, I have a farm buying the producer, but you know, Gara, which I want a retirement package.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Ditore Mtereri. Liamuza, umnumzana uchwana mchenje, uti fair distribution of land. Umchenje, upinde njalo, anzi aiwa, vechitliki, vechitliki, we command, we demand, kuti vechitliki, wapiwa umikana, let the youth receive the land. He firmly believes that the youth can create the change that's needed. Let's head over to umlaleli sizukuthi Mtereri iyarukuthi nenyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa. Kola kola Mtereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ariparu nari ndiye.
Yosimba mkuma Mike mukutora na baba Bona.
Baba
South Africa.
Baba Bona zuri kufamba here mkomo.
Andri right mkoma muri sei.
Aiwa atina nkuri sei ku South Africa.
Musanzili boy, I'm in Washington DC.
Kuri bo, ku South Africa muri kuchema one nzara here kana ku Zimbabwe chete.
Kuno ku South Africa utava chokwadi zvino zvakarongeka kubva ku Zimbabwe. Mahwani, mazino chewe chewe.
Saka tiudzeka mukoma, nemaondere chiri kunyatso netsa chi, tiri kunzwa sisi Standazile vari kuti hanzi minda iripo, land iripo and inokwanisa kuproducer, asi vamwe vari kuchema vari kuti hanzi kune vamwe vari kupiwa minda vari kungogara pamunda havasi kuproducer. Chiri kunyatso netsa chi nemaondere?
Maonero angu ine chiri kunetsa ku Zimbabwe hwani minda iriko ende minda yakagara. Handidika chakaitika ndechekuti pachipiwa minda iyaiya vanhu vaipiwa according kuti uri wezani here kati uri wechii, vanga vasingatarisi kuti unogona kuzokwanisa here kuzoshandisa ivhu racho zvakakwana. Because tikatarisa ini ndakakura ndiri muchire yedzimuramwe Vasvingo province, muchire yedzimunorumanzimbe muramwe. Imwe minda yanyatsokupiwa vamwe vanhu vakuru vezani pfu vaipiwa, asi uchinyatsokuona kuti munhu unopiwa plot yenzimbe asi hana kana mombe kana dhoni. Izvezvi mapurazi mazhinji ukanorima zvimbe izvezvi vari kungorima zvimwe zvimwe bhinzi nezvimwe tuchibagwe chokutoti iye nomuri yake asikwanisa kukuti haadli ipapo, but pairima nzimbe ipapo vakatorera masetira, vakatorera varungu vaine manzimbe vaindoprodusa zvinodobatsira nyika havana manje. Timwe problem iripo iyoyo
government
haisi kusea mati
aiwa endiraimberi
two government haisi kuteverera kuti nyatso kumaneja mamo land reform program yakaita kuti ibatsire varimi vacho vanavo, because vamwe of course vanogona kudii kushandisa, but vari kuremerwa nekuda kweeconomic situations dziri muzimbabwe ana mani. Saka government haisi kuvaprovida mafinances ekuti vakwanise kudini kushani sa ifrachi sa kanyanza kupana maona manji. Ya.
Mkuma tweli, manzwa vamchenje vachikuru zira hurumende vachiti aiwa kune vadhara wakapiwa minda kare kare na nasa vachakwanise kurima hanzi panoitwa redistribution program na vamnangagwa vechidiki ngavaiswe pamberi vechidiki ngavawane minda mune maonero akafanana here mbo
exactly ndo maonero angu andiri kuitawo chone niwe bodzi because there is no population here vanhu vawanda muZimbabwe kisima ma yuti hizi hawe hizi wechi dikita wandisi hindi tawanda kudaro rozi yoti nabu zati atina kutito kushantila pati manji nukuda kukutika tiri kudzanyiri kwa tiri kunya tiri kunyima kwa zero 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 kuti tipanse kupiwa waka chelo minda yacho yoyo tipanse kutipiwe wo government yoti batila na ma ne mario chelo malonzi maona manji tipanse kushantila yifurashu yoyo zino chingiri kuti zinova zino zubatila nyika hili na mangbana because hizi zima tuwa tikatarisa chimene kuna ivo vakuru vacho vane mapurasi vavo umwe munhu ane mapurasi 3 more than 2 naona mai and more than 2 iro irimwe purasi rani pamatu iwawo rimwe racho purasi racho rangogara rimwe racho hasi kumbotoritedza kuririma naona mai saka vakagona kuti kana vodisbrita mapurasi avo vonyatsokuona kuti vo pao percentage yakati kure kumayouth naona mai because chiti chiti pao electricity energy naona mai uyezi chiti chitawe kunogadzira ramangwana redu renyika because Zimbabwe yava maoko yevechidiki
aiwa takumbwa mukoma 12 tinotenda zvikuru sa nekupinda muchirongwa ndiri mundaa
maita mukoma Mike thank you so much
no problem mudzoke next week
ndogara ndiripo but mukana ndiya ndichingoshewa nouda kuti vatireri takawandisa
chii aizvo chokwadi asi tinotenda nhasi mukana wanga uripo so Zimbabwe muhle let's head over to UCC Sithandazile sizokuthi yena ubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumlaleli njalo okushiwo nguJohn Mutshenje sisi Sithandazile usakhona ecingweni Sithandazile usakhona ecingweni
yebo ngisasekhona
okay so abalaleli that have come onto the program njalo yena uMtshenje have highlighted a lot of things and I'd love to hear your input on it. The first thing they highlighted was udaba lolweland redistribution programs but the problem seems to be that lapho kwa redistributwa iland eningi labantu received it on party lines high not on merit eyokuthi uyakwanisa na ukulima. The second thing bathe kwa kule mismanagement eland reform program into S3 seems to be something that a lot of people seem to be saying udaba lwesimo somnotho obviously the economic situation in the country is a very big contributing factor towards why abalimi bengelali ithuba lokuthuthukisa ilizwe njalo ukuthi bathola ithuba to feed the nation at all. Wena ukubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumlaleli?
Okay, I am really supporting what they are saying because it makes sense. We are all saying the same thing but in different languages and in different from different directions. Mm-hmm. But it's all pointing to the same thing. Mm-hmm. So meaning, which is at the end of the day, it's the same thing that needs to be corrected. And you know, in the local government, I hear it with distribution in the land by certain. And you know, maybe my only worry on this program because I don't know what who is listening and what is it going to help. But at the end of the day, what even this is in a legend, it's many things that you know, Baba and Baba made there's a letter solution, you understand? Because sometimes we talk about these things and sometimes it has, but you come here, you outline, you state things that the problems that we are facing and the things that needs to be corrected. But those people will just go back and do the same thing, the wrong thing. They'll continue to do things that we are saying, no, let's try to erase this way of doing things. Let's start this new way of doing things. Let's start to maybe take this action in this and that and that. But things won't be done that like that. So if there's a way, maybe, in this program, where you can involve also the people that have the policemakers, which is every corner, to just listen to what people are saying and do that, I think it will help us. Because at the end of the day, Zimbabwe, in Latin corner, and for me, as a young person, Right now, I don't even know what is this country eating at. What is what's going to become of me tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
As much as I am so much into farming, I am telling myself, all right, farming is something that will sustain me. But I don't even know what is tomorrow things are going to work up like what.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will have direction in this end. There is no direction. We don't know where we are coming from. We don't know where we are going. What we only know is the rich people are getting richer and richer.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So, Mina, my brother, what I'm just asking from you is this program will continue to go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Please invite the policymakers. They have to be involved in this program.
Okay.
The policymakers. They have to be involved in this program. There's colors of it, and the community is the things that I finally things should be done the right way.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, Mamakancane. Let me hear what the callers have to say. But also the same issue of inviting policymakers. We had invited Umnumzana Unikros Kajengo. He's part of the youth desk of the Ministry of Agriculture. And we're still trying to get a hold of him. Go to see Kanyangani Gulo Shlupo and your network. But see, sa kubekela pambili simzama. And I hear ukuthi bona njengo hulumende. Bona, what are they doing about this issue? Kodwa I hear I have a caller. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini thinzo okuthimthera ukuthi khola khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani okhona ecinqweni alifani nani ndiyani
mangadi khona manje
I want ribom koma alifani nani ndiyani
tripo ready not polad
koma mathi polad
polad ya
oh koma polad juru famba
mushe mangadi ko imi
I want ribom ruti fondra muri kupi ko
ndipa job backup.
Jimmy Kamurpa Joza, Tipeo Moundrain.
Hello, Mkoma.
That's Tipeo Moundrain, Mkoma Polad.
Tiripo, Tiripo, Zaraoma, Man, Zaraoma, Zatona, Zatona, Zaunika, Edwish. Especially for Zimbabwe, Angai, the bread basket of Southern Africa. Equals, you know, Zora, and with the bread basket of Southern Africa. Buraya, Burando, Ranga, Ichi, Konzera, Kuchi, Shidaro, Kana, Kuchi, Wairima, Nevano, Aleru, Zivo. Those who are known out to be to come out, we never know. Inconsciency. Kutu Tanga, that was that initiative. Kanaka, apply or Kananga, Spana, Pito, just says. But I know it was a muscle. Yeah, I find out at least right here, I'm one, I'm not Ziva, I'm not Ziva, because it was an issue. Parutorima, Ukatar, some in the area, Tia, Manuaru, we are, but I am a very green. It was an issue out of Sakamuka, Sango, which I also want to know about Mukasu, because I'm a forest in my Sango.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to be able to do it.
I was written as Kurum Koma Pola Nukpin and I want to Mama Yura pa Facebook. It's my first time, Sagatino Gamchirai. And thank you so much, Mudzoke. Same time, same next week. And this.
Alright,
Moria Zimbabwe, that was Mkoma Pollard, Varugu South Africa, Okuvangwambo, Nyora Opa Facebook, Wakati, Aumana, Aumana, Ndifonere, Iwo, this is my first time, Sakatata, Aiwari, Gaiti, Wape, Omkana, first time, Wapinde, Mchirongwa, Tinzo, Oma, Onravo, but he seems to be highlighting a lot of things that have come out of this discussion, Wachite, Aiwa, Nema, Onravo, Dambuziko, Rindere, Kutichi, Paruku, Piwa, Vanu, Vasina, Ruzivo, Ruzinji, Pamsorope, Kurima. Let's go to Vamuchenje, Vamuchenje, Muripo, Parinara. Right. Now, earlier on, we had an interview at Tambuisa Opa radio segment here. Pama batanyaya iyo ye knowledge mchiti aiwa dambuziko ndere kuti pakapi waoba nuwane vasina ruziwa rujinji minda asi mukati mkuru wenyika murukufara nukuti they're currently re-auditing it and you feel as though you're confident that pachapi wao minda mikana kune wano wano ruziwa rujinji. Do you feel like that's enough to change the situation?
Yes, that's correct, because for you to be a farmer, you need to have land and then implement. And also knowledge is key, because you can't do farming without proper knowledge on how to manage the crops. Mm-hmm. So if you have the crop in a different way, how to manage it. For example, crowdsourcing much harder. The correct timing, correct application of fertilizers, and the size and everything. And also the number of millimeters of water that is required by a certain crop from each infrastructure. So all these things, these are technical knowledge. As you know, I make millimeters of formula, but I need to go to school for that. But I'm happy that from the engagement that I had with the Ministry of Agriculture, they were saying they're opening up agricultural colleges during off-season. But my farmers said, now we are at the same short courses at the Rekurima. Which means they've seen that, yes, we've got the people that we given land that the government in 2000, and we've got the people that are also applying land, but without proper or sufficient knowledge on how to do a proper farming. So these are the guys that need to be enrolled in those courses, but this derivative, how big can I do capital, how big can I do maize, how big can I do this? And I'm yet also, through the engagement that we also done with the Ministry of Agriculture, they are saying they are going to put a priority also on my youth, but also on my agricultural background and qualification. This will also ease the process. And they are also that the government, in my extension website, that farmers, we need to make use of them. The more narrow the farmer is going to marry, I don't think that the money is for family. But you need to guide your money so I'm not going to business, because family is a business. So sometimes, my husband, I'm going to say,
All right, thank you so much. I'm Chejengu and Dea Jganana. So let me wrap up with Ndopa Ustandazile Maskati Mkana Apeteo Achpeo Maondra Kepensira. Thank you so much. Ndokupinda Mchirongwa. Standazile Usakone Tungwe. All right, could you please give us your last sentiments as we wrap up the program? Unfortunately, there's only 3 minutes left.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity that you gave me on your program. And I think, saying out what I think also about this whole situation is something that really makes you feel good. Because at some point now you've expressed what you feel as a farmer and what you think should be done. Even when things are not going to be done or if they are going to be done, it's all thanks to the Lord. But I am really grateful for this opportunity that you gave me, and I am hoping to connect more and just hear other people's views, and maybe Nati in future will see hope. And Nati Sela Sisiti, Kulababala Leleo, some of the policymakers that are tuned in, I hope that we lose colors as young people. We are hoping that things are going to change, things are going to be better.
All right, thank you so much. All right, Muria Zimbabwe, that was Standazile Maskati. She was one of our guests today. You also heard from Umnumzana with John Muchenje. He is the chairman of the Youth in Agriculture Apex Council. Now, a minute left in the program. Let's wrap this up. Let's see what abantu babethini WhatsApp. See, usually we give you WhatsApp number yenu. Yetu sinicela ukuthi lisithumezele imibono yenu njalo inombolo zocingo. UDiven Mfusirai ari kuti isu kuno kubhohera tokanga waya takangomirira vemadhona. hanzi zvinhu zvapera kufa maminda apa kune vanhu vazhinji vari kuita uori. Aiwa, tinotenda nemaondoro enyu. Pane umwe anyora hanzi munyika amana mahwani zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe. Hanzi umwe hanzi kuChivu district hunger as much and people are struggling. Aiwa, muri Zimbabwe tinotenda zvikuru nemaondoro enyu. Thank you so much wonke umuntu ogereleyo kuhlelo, wonke umuntu obhalileyo, njalo wonke umuntu ohleyile uhlelo. Ndingakhohlwi phela ukushare uhlelo, sibukele ngobunenge bethu. Anokoneka ine mfaro, ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.